This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for the Falcons Report.
Whoa, Casey got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and will score. Sacked. Brady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We're getting ready for game 5, guys. We are live at Murph's right here in Cobb Galleria. Braves cards, and we'll keep you updated throughout the rest of the program as to how things are going. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Positive energy, as Mike and I have been preaching today, positive energy.
Anything can happen in a game 5. We can debate how we got here, why we got here. Game 1, sticker. Kind of some mistakes we could all debate. And then, of course, Carl in St. Louis leaving too many guys on base. Cardinals now going with Flaherty. It's the rematch, of course, of Game 2. And we're going to see if Mike Fulton-Avish can handle it. But more importantly, more on it in the big story, our 3, 4, and 5 hitters have been just in an abysmal slump. Can these guys get on track today?
All right, guys. If you missed Dale Murphy, it is online at 92.9 The Game, giving us his thoughts about today. Hopefully, we are talking about an NLCS after tonight's game. And, of course, we await the winner. I'm hoping, of the Nationals and Dodgers. They play a little bit later on. Hey, as we get into the Falcon Report, and it is always brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Domino's, guys, great deal right now, especially with all the sporting events this weekend, making a pizza party a large two-topping for $5.99. You normally get the medium deal. It's a large pizza, Carl. Two toppings for $5.99. All the details at Domino's.com.
All right, Mike, let's start first with the latest before I get into how does Dan Quinn maybe salvage this situation and make things, you know, right. I know the easy answer is win. That's the ultimate answer with everything. But the reality is where our Falcons are, we're all looking for improvement in any which way or shape or form. And if Dan Quinn can somehow show improvement and show the owner, Arthur Blank, improvement, Mike, he saves his job. Because Dan Quinn and Arthur Blank truly don't want to split ways. They don't want to part ways, okay? And that's why Arthur's saying I have his back. Now, he will be forced to make a decision if things continue down this road, because you can't have a 1-8 or 1-9 team and the fan base is completely distraught. But if he wins on Sunday and all of a sudden now you come back home and you find a way to win these two games at home against Seattle and the Rams, and I know it seems far-fetched because of the way that we're playing, Dan Quinn could not only salvage the season, but he could also salvage his job. But more importantly, how does he change the defense? Because that has been our bigger issue. But before we get to that, the latest news out there in Arizona as far as the Falcons are concerned, because I know everybody's going, wait a minute, they've been on the road all week. What's right. going on out
well,
there?
Well, Dan Quinn decided. They've done this before. Other teams have done this before when you're out west. Usually it's when you're both out in California with back-to-back weekends, but they decided to hang out in Arizona, and maybe this was the right time to get everybody's head right and get away, as we said, from all the noise. But while we're working on things, what would be one, real quick, just off the top of your head, what would be one thing, Dan Quinn, you think would be working on this weekend out there in Arizona?
Well,
I'll answer that for you because it segues to my own thought. Secondary, Carl.
And because I was going to give you about a list of five.
Well, I mean, after I asked that question, I said, this may take a minute. But the reason I say we want to try to get the secondary organized is the secondary looks like a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off. Well, you don't get to work with Bleedy Ray Wilson or Desmond Trufant. Dan Quinn telling the media today, Julio Jones, Trufant, Bleedy Ray, and Matt Weil will not practice today. Now, Matt was brought in to replace Matt Bosher, who's now done for the season. So that's kind of a concern if I had to go find another punter. But it is only Wednesday. If these guys were mentioned on Friday, then we'd have some trouble. But no Trufant today as far as active in practice or Julio. Julio we're used to.
All right. So you got to wait 10 minutes, and I'm going to give you the formula to what Dan Quinn should do as part of our strong arm story.
I want it now.
I know you do. 10 minutes. I will give it to you. But I want to ask you this. Should Coach Quinn give up the play calling duties?
Yes. Yes, he should. But who's going to give it to? Bob Sutton?
Jeff Ulbrich?
Ulbrich's a linebacker's coach. He's been with him for a minute. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And the reason why I ask this, guys, and I don't know about your job or even if your job consists of a hierarchy where somebody could, you know, you could step away and they could do the job and you can kind of oversee things.
But if you're not a good multitasker, In the NFL?
That's a problem.
A lot of guys can do it. A lot of guys are showing they can't do it.
But Mike, that's why you don't see this. You see very rarely a head coach doing this, both having the job of the coordinator.
Usually it's like an Andy Reid, a Sean McVay.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? Or Mike McCarthy, a guy that's going to be – that's his offense, that's his baby. You know, but then again, it works out great for the Rams because you got a guy like Phillips, Wade Phillips running the defense, and it's great.
And he's completely let him do that. Here's the thing we know about our Falcons defense, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. It is our Falcon Report. We're giving up 30.4 points a game. The only team that's given up more is the Dolphins. We are 30th in the league on third down on defense, which means teams convert first downs. As a matter of fact, 56% of the time they're converting first downs. We're 30th in the league, Mike, on first downs allowed. There are only two more teams in the league that are worse, which means we're giving up first down after first down after first down, and teams are moving the chains. We have 24 plays, guys, of 20-plus yards or more. Those are the explosive plays we talk about. Should Dan Quinn give up the play calling duties?
Well, you know how I feel. I would like Dan Quinn removed from the premises. You know, we talked about this last week.
But okay, that's not going to happen.
No, I know.
So
Arthur's already said. I mean, and again, and it's not mean spirited. I'm not being personal. We've talked about this a million times. We got season tickets. We pay for them, and I've seen enough. But yes, I would like to see somebody else take a shot at that Ulbrichton idea. Sutton's an older guy, but he's been around. He did run the Chiefs defense. I don't know. I mean, Dan said he was going to simplify things earlier in the week. Does that mean he's going to take away all of the things he was trying to add up to help against the RPOs? Because whatever that has been has created a disaster for our defense.
All right. Here's the
so,
problem.
So, yes, long answer to short question, yes.
Okay, but here's the problem, guys. The head coach's ego will not allow him to do what's best for the team. And I'm not taking a shot at Dan Quinn. I think this is every head coach.
Right.
Because when you said, Mike, I'll make it work and I'll make guys better, which hasn't quite happened.
You sold a lot of – I mean, you were selling a lot of stuff, man,
yes.
back in the spring.
So
I was going to get more out of Tack and Vic Beasley,
yeah.
which through five games you haven't been able to do.
So if you tell me what's best for the team, and I'm asking Falcon fans this, what's best for the team? Right now, five games in, about to be six, and we're 1-4 – what's best for the team is for him to remove himself from the D.C. spot and say, you know what, I'm giving these responsibilities to Jeff or Raheem Morse, who right. has defensive background, and say, you know what, I'm going to let these guys call the plays. I'm going to focus on being a head coach. I think the problem, though, is what's best for the team is not best for the head coach. And therein lies the conflict.
Right.
If he wasn't the head coach and this was his defense – the guy that was in charge would remove him from
right.
those duties.
Yeah. I mean, like the way Dan did with Richard Smith back
absolutely.
in the fall of 16 when
absolutely.
Dan took over for the second half of the season. Yeah, it's just very strange because Arthur, I mean, I get it. I think our motivation, because a couple of guys were asking this on the text line earlier, and they did yesterday too, why won't Arthur move on from Dan? It sends, I think, if you're a team owner, the wrong message that maybe you don't want people to not start, you know, to stop showing up at the games if you think the season's been basically thrown out and you're throwing up the white flag. I think there's a lot of fans like me that would actually take some solace in knowing that Dan has moved on and that you actually feel there's a breath of fresh air and let's see if the players respond differently to a head guy. You know, and I think a lot of people that are frustrated with what they've seen over the last few years, especially being under 500, you know, since the Super Bowl fold.
Yeah, 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Find us on social media, guys. It is 929 The Game. That's our radio station. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Find Mike Bell at Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And our radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. The biggest issue we're facing right now is that the head coach can't fire himself. And he won't relieve himself of the duties he's given himself to be in charge of. So what's best for the team is not best for the individual. That's a conflict. And that's where we're at right now. Now, I'm going to try to tell you how we can maybe fix things and salvage things defensively, because I just gave you all those numbers, Mike, about where we are, 30th in the league, 30th in the league, 30th in the league. But at the end of the day, those numbers have to come down if this team's ever going to get to where it needs to be. And I don't care what you're talking about with the offense. It starts with the D. All right, man, want to hear from you guys as we are live at Murph's here in Cobb Galleria. Nice crowd coming out today, and a lot of folks heading over to the game. We had a nice gentleman. He said he gave his tickets to his daughter and his grandson.
Yeah, he won some tickets and turned around and got the granddaughter and the grandson, I should say, and his daughter to go to the game, which is really cool. Yeah, man, a lot of folks here that are hanging out that don't have tickets, but it's fantastic food. And as you know, we will have Hey Man next week, by the way, and hopefully there will be a next week because right now Fulte is grinding in the top of the first, to put it mildly. Not the start we were looking for, and already an error at first base from Freddie Freeman. So we're looking for a sign about Freddie getting his head right and turning things around. We're not seeing it yet, Carl.
Hey, Hey, football fans, join Harry Douglas and Paul Crane in 92.9 The Game at J.R. Crickets in College Park off of Main Street this Sunday starting at 2. Hang out with the guys for the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff show to preview Atlanta taking on Arizona. And I also want to remind you guys that the Pro Football Pick'em is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. You can get the most games right. If you're one of these guys, you're like, I pick them every week. Here's your shot. At $1,000, score the best for the entire season, and you could win a trip to Miami for the big game weekend and $5,000. Get signed up today on the contest page. It's 929thegame.com, and go see if you know how to pick them.
Hey, man, as you mentioned, the Falcon Report brought to you by Domino's. Dan Quinn addressing the media today. And in case you're wondering what was the slogan, I don't know if it's a slogan necessarily, but on the Falcons shirt that Coach was wearing with the Falcon logo in the middle, I am a part of this. This is a part of me.
He's trying to embrace the fact that they're all in this together, that there have been mistakes made by everyone, including him. And, you know, if this is a part of you and you are part of this, then we're going to get out of this together. That's what I'm thinking he's saying, but who knows?
Taking a cue from Peter Frampton, who had a song very similar back in the 70s. But, hey, man, whatever works, as long as the guys are buying it. And that was the question we had. We talked a lot about the brotherhood. How does the brotherhood function when things are going this poorly? 2017, I think we could argue, and as we did on Monday's show, that the brotherhood really helped guys kind of go through a tough time. Because, man, we choked it away. Everybody knew it. And we found a way to grind and get to the playoffs. And we should have actually beat the Eagles. We had two games with the defense. Oh, yeah, that defensive coordinator got fired. He held the Eagles and the Rams to 28 points. But that was the year the team really did come together. But then, of course, last year the injuries, and now this year we're, you know, we got a few dings around. I know the Keanu Neal thing isn't easy to replace. Secondary struggling, guys are scuffling, if you will. We brought in a guy from the Eagles and he gets banged up, that guy Cyprian we brought up. So it's just a strange year on the defensive side, but none of the things that Dan said he was going to be able to do have been able to happen so far.
All right, man, want to hear your thoughts. We're coming back. Strong arm story of the day. I will give you a theory. You tell me if I'm crazy or not. You tell me if it might work. You tell me it won't work.
You're crazy, man. Like you, but you're crazy.
We'll get to all of that. Also on the way, speaking of Dan Quinn, he joined our morning show today. You will hear that interview at around 6:20. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something, and I saw this morning. Some people were saying that John freaking Hugh Douglas were, you know, not as aggressive as they needed to be with Coach. Dan Quinn's in a quandary right now. I don't think Dan Quinn's going to say anything about anything, Mike, until things start to change. So I don't fault our guys for asking him what he's trying to do differently. You'll hear that interview coming up at 6:20. It's Dukes and Bell. Guys, if you're in the car, if you're listening to Dukes and Bell for the first time today, or maybe you're accessing the show at home, however you're getting it, it's like watching a bad movie right now.
Well, it's like watching a car crash in slow motion. Fulte did not have his A game. So he leaves with the bases loaded, and it was up one for the Cardinals. Max Fried walks in a run. Couldn't throw strikes against Flaherty, the pitcher. You know, that's one thing, Carl, if you got the, you know, a 1-2-3 hitter, but for some reason Max was not comfortable there, and the gates have opened up. Cardinals are up 9-0 in the top of the first.
Repeat that because it sounds almost impossible.
I mean, we were just talking about this 2 hours ago, and there's no way this game doesn't come down to the last at bat. And again, it might take a Herculean effort, and the Braves can do it, but guys, 9-0, one out, runner on second, Fulton Amos knocked out of the box, and now Max Fried. For the first time in the last 2 months, Max Fried does not have it. Just does not have it today.
Nobody has it. I mean, this is the worst possible start that you could have in a closeout elimination game to move on for a chance to play in a World Series. And I just, Mike, I'm flabbergasted by the way this has played out. Now, I know some people are going to say, wait a minute, a lot of baseball to be played, and you're right, but this is professional baseball. This isn't Little League. Teams don't come back from 9 and 10 nothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, well, look at the bright side, sports fans.
This is as frustrating as
all right,
hell.
If you're within reach of an alcoholic beverage, now would be the time to grab it, unless, of course, you're driving. But guess what, Carl? It's always darkest before the dawn, and look at the bright side. We're going to talk about the greatest comeback in postseason history. Because that's all we can hang our hat on
right now. And let's hope. I mean, let's hope.
Boy, but I mean, the thing is, though, Fulte, he just didn't have the location wasn't there. Fried, it doesn't matter.
Baseball, it's the only sport Even in the NFL, as good as your quarterback is, you still gotta throw and catch. It's the only sport where a guy can dominate a game and keep another team from getting on or even scoring on, and he didn't do any of that.
Well, like as we said, we've talked a lot about things you can blame Snicker on. Snicker cannot go out there and throw. You got Faulty in a game 5. Faulty looked so good in game 2. You had the guy you wanted on the mound. I think we can still debate how the pitchers were mishandled in game 1, but ultimately, Carl, you could have put the Cardinals away in St. Louis. You couldn't knock guys in. You got guys on base with no outs, on second base, in scoring position, third base with Acuna. And if ever there's going to be if you're going to look at how this thing is, a story is going to be told about the Braves, if we do the post-mortem, it's you didn't knock the guys in. You could have finished this series in St. Louis. You weren't clutch enough.
That's it.
And they came to Atlanta, and they're ripping us a new one.
Oh, man. All right, Duke. We got other stuff to get to. You're going to hear from Dan
Please
Quinn.
Take my mind off this.
And I will right now, because Mike Bell, I'm about to give you a way to salvage the defense. Let's get to our strong arm story of the defense.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
Oh. Okay, Craig and our engineer back at the ranch just said, yes, Carl, this is professional baseball. This is not Little League. Because if this was Little League, this game would be over. St. Louis is now up 10-0 in the top of the first.
This is unreal.
This is like
I'm not watching this.
You know what? Why does this happen to us? Time out.
I'm not watching
this. We blow a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl, and now we're getting blown out 10-0 in game 5 of an NLDS.
I'm not watching this.
I swear to God, this entire town is – you know what? The young man who's part Cherokee for the Cardinals, he's laughing now because, yes, all of Atlanta sports is built on an Indian burial ground. Same for United. As Joseph Martinez says, we're the one team that wins blank in this town.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man. Let's talk about what's going on with the Falcons. And here's the deal. Dan Quinn, you mentioned it, said he was going to simplify some things. Here's how you get more production from your front, Mike. And I hope you buy into this. First of all, go back to the 4-3 on third down. Simplify it.
Right.
It worked last year. It worked the year before. It worked when we were 10th in the league in points allowed. We were giving about 19 a game in 2017. So that's the first thing he's got to do. The other thing, and
I'm with you 100%.
Absolutely.
Whatever these tweaks were, it's not working.
No.
And by the way, if everybody wants to see Vic Beasley get a chance at 10 sacks and I'll get that tattoo on my butt, he's got to do it from his hand in the ground coming off the edge.
All right.
Not drop back in coverage, where he seemingly is always lost out there. The play never seems to go his way.
Well, you're taking him out of what he does best. So here's the thing. Third down, and I'm talking about specifically because I just told you guys we're 30th in the league in allowing these first downs. All right? So third downs are huge. How do we get more pressure? Because we only got 5 sacks. Tack, left defensive end. Jack Crawford, left tackle. Right tackle, 80. Defensive end, Claiborne.
Adrian Claiborne, get some meat in there, man.
The reason is we haven't used Claiborne like we should.
Right.
So here's the thing that I'm proposing, Mike, and this is what I think Dan Quinn has to do if we're going to turn things around. You add Vic in as a strong side linebacker and a 5th pass rusher on third downs. But you don't have him drop back, as you said. You have him do what he does best. You know what Vic Beasley does best? Straight line speed. So you use him in blitz packages and stunts. Bring him in the A gap, the B gap. Bring him off the edge, but allow him to be straight line. And I guarantee you, we will see some pressure on the quarterback.
I like it. I'm with you.
This is what Dan Quinn has to do. Now, listen.
And you're going to help Debo, by the way. One of the things you're going to do.
Exactly.
By going back to that regular 4-3 alignment. Debo, you're wondering, why has Debo been less effective? Now, there's games where he's leading the team in tackles or he's second, but he's not making those impact plays because you've got him, by nature of this defense, out of position to make those plays. He's got to cover long runs. Remember, we saw that in the Indy game? There's things out there that just don't make a lot of sense, and I'm with you. The first thing you do is go back to your base defense.
So, if you're wondering, Dukes and Bell, wait a minute. You said Claiborne. What? Why are you saying Claiborne? Guys, believe it or not, he's the most effective pass rusher out of those three guys. He's better than Vic, and he's better than Tack. And Mike said it, you add some beef into the third down situation, but it also allows Tack to do what he does, Vic to do what he does best. He doesn't have a second move. He doesn't have a spin move. He is a straight line speed guy. Put him in those spots to get too directly to the quarterback.
The other thing is, what about blitzes? You haven't talked about blitzes.
Yes, now, I have. I said put him in blitz packages.
But sorry, like remember Brian Poole?
Yes.
Remember we talked about with Mark Quinn? Who's the guy that could do that job?
Well, but this is where you add Vic in as a strong side linebacker in the 4-3
on third
down.
I didn't want Vic on the field. I'd rather see KZ come in on the blitz.
You can't do that because this is how Dan Quinn salvages his job. If Vic doesn't have production, then he can't say he did what he said he was going to do.
Well, I mean, again, the logical move was to move on and not even pick up that 12.8, and then you could have invested that in some other pieces. But again, we're stuck with this turkey. My thing about Dan, I agree with everything you suggested. I like where you're at with this one. Remember, this is a quarterback we're going to see this week in Arizona who's been sacked 21 times. If you look at the numbers, and I tweeted out the other day, they're getting after Kyler Murray.
Yep.
Carolina got him on the ground 8 times. The Lions, in that game they tied, they got him on the ground 5 times. So if you can't get pass rush against this Cardinals offensive line and this young quarterback, when are we ever going to get it done?
Your thoughts, 404-741-0929. I know you think it's just about winning, and it is. It'd be nice to run off 10 or 11 straight, but it's also about improvement. And if Dan Quinn can show that he is actually improving the guys that he said he was going to improve, it just might save his job. We are live at Cobb Galleria inside of Murph's. I think for the folks that are here, like everywhere right now, who are witnessing what we're witnessing with the Braves, we're stunned. Mike, this is the worst meltdown I've seen. And I've covered a lot of baseball, my friend.
Right.
Big games like this, worst meltdown I've ever seen.
We were talking about it earlier in the show, saying, how do you think this comes down with a game 5? And, you know, same thing with the Dodgers and the Nats. It's hard to envision these games, you know, not being dramatic, late game dramatics, going 9 innings, coming down to the last at bat. But this one, the key now is, how do these guys get their heads right? I know what your Little League coach would say, your high school baseball
coach.
Well,
let's go to Mickey D's.
Let's go. Chip away, man. Chip away. Run here, run there.
No,
my dad would say, look, guys, you know what my dad would do? No, seriously. My father would say, all right, guys, we're getting smoked. We're going to lose this game. But if we score 5 runs, I'll take you to Baskin-Robbins. Because normally a regular loss for us is going to be going to Carvel. 31 flavors used to motivate us.
I got to tell you, I think I've only gotten smoked like this maybe twice in my entire Little League career.
I never had a game end with a mercy rule in any game I played in.
I had it happen once, and then we got beat like 15-5 or something like that, and they let us play. But the thing right now is I'm looking ahead to the orange slices myself. Right now, where are the orange slices? What mom brought those? That's what I'm worried about.
Well, let me ask you, a serious question, though. You know, this is
the
not –
orange slices are a serious question.
Freddie's been terrible in this series. We've been polite. The middle of the lineup's been struggling 3-4-5. Not only now, Freddie, you still got a long. You got 9 innings to try to redeem yourself. But now it transferred over, Carl, to errors in the field. Freddie made a mistake. I don't see him making that mistake very often in the regular season. You know, I mean, E3 is not something we're used to at SunTrust. You agree with me?
Yep.
So I hope these guys can try to shake this off. Flaherty, and oh, by the way, you're down 10-0, and you got a pitcher whose ERA was sub-1 since the All-Star break. It's gonna be a tall order.
All right, man.
It's always darkest before the dawn.
Coming up, guys, we got it in case you missed it. We're going to lighten the mood. We got our top 3 at 6 coming up. We got Dan Quinn on the way.
I got some fun stories, over in England.
Anything to distract me from this.
I will take your mind off this. Wayne Rooney's wife finds out who was the mole leaking secret information about her family to an English tabloid. How's that for a distraction? Sex and all sorts of stuff.
Okay, I want to hear it.
All right, I'm on it.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Cobb Galleria inside of Murph's. We got, in case you missed it, Mike Conte headed down to State Farm Arena, where tonight Hawks continue their preseason against the Magic. That's the team they'll actually open up the season against on the 26th. But we got some stories. We'll lighten things up.
Oh, I got stories, Jerry.
We got to lighten some things up around here.
All right, let's start with a story about chicks, okay? By the way, Braves are down 10-0. Got some guys on base, couldn't play them. Donaldson gets struck out looking. 3-4-5 struggle. Freddie did get a single, though, for what it's worth. But
can you cheer me up?
As far as we can go. All right, guys. The wives of two English soccer stars are engaged in an online war about leaking stories to the press. Now, for those who are not familiar, footballers' wives, that's a soap opera, like a TV show over in England. Basically, just like the NFL or the NBA players are, players' wives, they are the rock stars over there in the UK, and the tabloids follow all the big games. Obviously, like when Beckham was there, Wayne Rooney, even though he's playing here in the States right now, they are always moving the meter, and the English press will play top dollar to get the dirt, whether somebody's sleeping with somebody or just something about pictures of the kids, whatever they want. They're trying to get that access. Well, Colleen Rooney is the wife of Wayne Rooney, the former captain of the English squad, now, of course, playing for DC United. He's going to go back when the season's over and coach Derby over there, Derby County.
Okay.
So she's sick and tired of seeing information posted on her private Instagram account. Oh. It would show up in the papers. So she figured out, I've got a few people on Instagram. I'm going to whittle this down until I find out who the mole is, who the rat is, if you will. So what she did was, Carl, she had a feeling it was Jamie Vardy's wife.
Okay.
Now, for those who aren't familiar, Vardy plays for Leicester. That's a team that won the championship a couple of years ago. But Jamie Vardy's wife and her are friends, and they're friends on Instagram. So she had a feeling it was his wife. So she blocked everyone from viewing her stories except for this Rebecca Vardy. And then, boom, there was a story about traveling to Mexico for medical treatment to select the sex of the Rooney's next child. Another article claimed Colleen wanted to start a new TV show. The last straw was a story published Tuesday about flooding at the couple's new mansion in Cheshire. That's when Colleen decided to go public with the results of her investigation. By the way,
you see what I'm talking about?
While I'm reading
the
story,
I'm talking about?
I find it interesting that of all the people in the bar, people wearing T-shirts that say Murphs, the woman selected you wearing headphones to ask you where the ladies' room was.
Yes. Asking me is where's the restroom. It's the same story I told earlier when the guy from across the way stared me down for 2 minutes, comes over and goes, I think I know you. Then he says, no, I don't know you. It's another black guy. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, son. Do you know where the washroom is? Anyway.
Really?
Moving on. So this Colleen Rooney, she really finally, as we said, she eliminates all the people off the Instagram, and she realizes that it's this Vardy's wife who's been leaking this information and selling it to the Sun and to the Daily Mail.
Wow.
And making hundreds of thousands of dollars for doing it. Vardy fired back at Rooney, claiming that many people have access to her Instagram account and that she never spoke with the press about Rooney. I can't help but imagine what a major story this would be in the U.S. if it happened between, again, imagine like Tom Brady and Giselle and, you know, I won't use Antonio Brown, but, you know, some other player of star status. But in that while, though, it's pretty crafty on her part to figure out who the rat was.
Yeah, you know what, though? Social media will get you got. People don't realize now that you basically are leaving a trail. And,
right. You
know, you start doing all these things, and if somebody really wants to get into your fingernails, dig in, they can do that. Right. I'm surprised that it took as long as it did because, the rat finally
but
turned out.
People do say, you know, when you live in social media, especially, you know, whether it's for young people, you're worried about your job considerations or, you know, make sure that you know, everyone can see it. When it's out there, it's out there. All right, guys, we always talk, Carl, about TSA and our experiences with the airport. Here's a funny one from L.A. A young lady named Emily May, she's part Korean, 25 years of age, told the USA Today that TSA folks in L.A. pulled her aside on Friday to search her carry-on bag, which contained more than a dozen bags of Chester Cheetah's spicy snacks.
What did she need? A dozen bags
They don't sell them in Korea, so obviously she loves Cheetos. We were just talking about Cheetos with Mike Conti the other day.
We were.
So apparently she wanted to bring some back. She's an Instagram influencer. I don't know what her business is, but she's got over 400,000 followers. So she gets up the phone and immediately starts telling people, here's what's what. We'll never forget the day TSA stopped me because they thought I was hiding blank inside my bag because I had like 20 bags of hot Cheetos. She was carrying so many flaming hot Cheetos. And she says, again, we don't have them in Korea, so I was bringing them for friends. When traveling overseas, she always makes it a habit to pack extras. The LAX incident wasn't even the first time the contents of a carry-on have resulted in her being stopped. Once while arriving in the beauty mecca of South Korea, she was stopped because she was carrying home bath salts, the skincare product. So I don't know if she looks suspicious, but either way, if they thought something was going on, Cheetos are usually distributed by trucks. They thought it was a little strange that she had 20 bags of Cheetos stuffed in her purse.
Yeah, I would have thought that was weird, too. Do you take a snack on the plane with you?
I try not to, but sometimes it's funny. If we're sitting in, you know, again, we don't have any kids, so don't yell at me. Sometimes I'm sitting in business class. You know you're going to get a meal.
Do you?
I'm just saying, you know.
who's going to yell at you?
In case West Durham is listening.
You did pay your money, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, in case West Durham is listening, he always likes to get, you know, a little snarky with me because I'm always sitting first class. But if I'm not, I always like to grab a beef and cheddar. I love bringing Popeyes on a plane. There's nothing like bringing Popeyes on when you're sitting in like business class or coach. And people are like, oh, you're killing me, man. You're killing me. And chow that down. Hey, one other story today. We started the show before we even got to the first pitch as the Braves are absolutely getting shellacked by the St. Louis Cardinals. It is now 11-0. Fulton Avis got knocked out of the box. Max Fried came in, could not do the job. And I just because he doesn't want to tax his bullpen, I guess Snicker's going to let Fried pitch through this inning, but he's already given up a double and another double.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
You're laughing at the Braves' misfortune? How dare you?
No, I'm laughing at our wonderful Twitter followers.
What do we got?
Because this is where we're at right now. We're talking about the Braves and how bad things are, and somebody says, fire Dan Quinn. It's his fault.
You know what? I never thought I'd say it as a – Carl – I never thought I'd say it as a Braves fan. I'm actually looking forward to seeing Luke Jackson on the mound right now. That's how bad things are. Fried is really struggling. It's tough. But before the game got even started, a minor controversy. Ryan Helsley, who grew up in Oklahoma with a Cherokee background, was very upset, made the comments earlier in the series about the tomahawks. So the Braves, and maybe they didn't need them anyway today, Carl, but they did not distribute the usual foam tomahawks for the chop for the fans today. I guess out of deference to this young man,
yeah.
I appreciate him being a woke Cherokee American, but there is some folks with Native American ties that own a casino that spend money with the Braves. I guess they feel this man speaks for everyone.
Well, you know what's funny? He won't have to worry about it unless we make the most incredible, miraculous comeback in history, in the history of baseball.
Right.
He won't have to worry about it.
And then finally, we talked about this one earlier, too. The Sixers fan who was carrying signs about freeing Hong Kong. Turns out he's not a real Sixers fan, Carl. He was making a political statement. They were playing an exhibition game against a team from mainland China. Needless to say, it's gone sideways with the NBA and Red China. They canceled an event that was going to benefit the Special Olympics in China, and they made a big show of it to get the cranes out and pull down the giant 30 and 40 feet long banners that were talking about these games and these, you know, like when they do the wrap on the building.
Yeah.
They immediately strip them down. This is how China bullies people. Can we just all get together, get our heads right, figure out what these products are, find out if we
everything.
Can survive. I know. Well, guess what? I mean, the guys who wear those Eagle shirts that say America,
everything.
Guess where those are made? China. You know, that's why you're buying it for $9.99 at Walmart. But anyway, it is interesting to see the NBA kind of get people's passion stirred to say, you know what? Screw China. They're an evil empire, and we're not going to take it anymore. Thank you, Carl. Back to you.
All right, guys. It is Dukes and Bell. We are live at Murph's in Cobb Galleria. That is in case you missed it. Hey, Georgia high school football fans, tune in to 92.9 The Game this Friday night, starting at 7 for the Falcons Friday high school game of the week as we broadcast live from North Gwinnett versus Mill Creek. It's Mill Creek's homecoming. I mentioned that the other day. The Falcons organization committed to investing in and growing the game of football at every level. We're going to come back. Top 3 and 6 is on the way. Dan Quinn, with his interview with our morning show, is on the way. And the latest from what's going on at SunTrust. It's ugly.
Go to town! Go to town! Go to town!
What started out as a joke has turned out
go
to be
in the
a
town. This was never an exhibition.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.